Well, hello, people. Now, here's a used-up Femon. I mean, this is a Femon that feels all empowered. Because she's had sex with 300 people in a year. Well, I can think of another name for it other than empowered, can't you? So how is this empowering her, really? She now is quite a used product. She can't sell herself as new anymore. I mean, if she was a car, they say she's been thrashed, so to speak. But then you find out she has an OnlyFans page. Well, that's a surprise. And this is her kind of side hustle. Now, she did work for a marketing company, but they found out what she was doing, and they fired her. But all these OnlyFans Femon say the same thing. Oh, I'm glad they fired me, because I make more money doing this. Yeah, it's a much better way to earn money. Well, at least the company she worked for had morals, even if she doesn't. This Femon truly believes she's broken the glass ceiling. And all she's doing is the oldest profession in Femons that has been around since humans' existence. We all know, us guys, what she really is. Apparently, she says she makes $1,000 a day. And when she goes with some guys, sometimes they want to cuddle. But she doesn't want to cuddle. And my guess is she's making the money charging these partners. I mean, why only 300 sexual partners in a year? Well, you know, it's a Femon. There is some downtime. She says being on social media, sometimes people can be mean. The biggest gripe about her is she has a big forehead, they say. Well, she does. Maybe because it's been banged on the headboard so many times. Don't say that. You can't say that. You can bet yourself later on if she finds some man that she really likes. She will definitely try to hide what she's done from him. But I can see her future. She's going to be a cat lady. And this is why a lot of men have no respect for Femons anymore. Because Femons have no respect for themselves. She's doing the oldest profession of Femons and pretending it's something else. This Femon is fooling no man. You see, unfortunately, this is the morals the modern Femons have. They don't have any morals. And I would have more respect for these Femons that just come out and say what they really are. So I guess we're supposed to think this is the strong, empowered Femon. And where would this Femon be without the male customer? Phew, they don't need no man. This is how delusional modern Femons are. Doing what she's doing is one thing. But telling everybody what she's doing on social media and pretending it's some wonderful thing is another, isn't it? One trick ponies. Take it easy, guys.